These two poems, next two poems, were written with Maureen Owen, and she and I directed the project. And near the end of our stay, we both had decided to leave at the same time, actually, in the spring of 1980. And to celebrate our departure, we decided to write some poems together in the Poetry Project office. So here are two of them. In and out of order. The small green bird reflected in your left eye is chirping toward the small red bird in your right. The electricity was left on in the blinding afternoon sun that has South America written on the air around it. And suddenly a horn blurts across the pleasant idea of mañana, in which the jungle squeaks and no one hears it unless you see that your inner eyelid now resembles a banner proclaiming, "Open!" This is the blink of on the blink, as your eye now is on permanent vacation, like the rainforest that you write on with trees in your fingers. Another one with Maureen Owen, called the Eruption of Helena. Actually, it has nothing to do with the volcanic eruption of Mount St. Helens. We were thinking of our friend Helena Hughes. The Eruption of Helena. The girl in the next room, she said, "It's very punk here," has a safety pin through her cheek, and ouch, it gives me moral indigestion with a pinch of pleasure naughtiness thrown in as I lift the bricks toward the heavens and the house emerges from the plain and the plain emerges from the earth and the earth emerges from its dream of a finite core filled with hot oatmeal. Old English breakfast, anyone? Let me fry some eggs on your steel shoes and rotate these oranges on your sharp metal nose until the ash of your lovely anger is a bunch of kids being introduced from the periphery, faces painted blue and red, like insane little ambassadors, each with a miniature volcano on his head.